Hello, this is Sean Moore from the news desk at Sunshine Radio, and there are a couple of flood warnings and alerts in place across Herefordshire and Shropshire this evening. To get the latest picture, I'm joined by Dave Frutt, the Environment Agency Manager for Herefordshire and Worcestershire. First, Dave, we've got three flood warnings in place across Herefordshire. Where are these?
The River Wye, and that's from Hay to Hereford, and then we've got two separate warnings for Hereford City itself, so the centre of the city. We are expecting levels to be pretty high right through the night and peaking through tomorrow. But although there's a lot of paths and footways and public areas will probably flood, there'll be the odd property or two. We're not expecting any major flooding.
And there's also flood alerts in place on the River Lug south of Leinster. How's that coping at the moment?
Yeah, the Lug isn't too bad. The problem with the Lug is it backs up against the River Wye in Hereford, and levels are relatively raised, and we'd expect them to continue to rise a bit. Not expecting any serious problems there. It's likely to be low-lying land, the odd road, that kind of stuff. So just one to keep an eye on, I think.
There's also a number of warnings in place across Shropshire.
Yeah, indeed. Shropshire is probably worse affected, particularly the area around the Severn Wyrmwy confluence, where we've got another couple of warnings out. There are some very high levels there. We've also got a flood alert out on the River Teme in South Shropshire as well. That's beginning to respond as well. But most of the water is working its way right across from Wales. So that's where we've seen the most rain, and it's now working its way through the system.
Are we expecting much rainfall overnight?
The worst of the rain has stopped now. It will reinvigorate a little bit through the night, but most of the rain has fallen over Wales, so Herefordshire itself has only seen for fairly small amounts, but up over the tops of the Wye catchment, we've seen over 3 inches of rain, so all that lot is working its way through now.
Now, flood warnings mean immediate action is required. What should people be doing?
Well, that's right. I think at the levels that we're talking about, the properties concerned will be well aware of the flood situation, because they're at a fairly low level. But certainly, you know, you need to be taking the appropriate action. If you've got a flood plan, now is the time to start thinking about enacting it. So if you're needing to move furniture, that kind of stuff, that's what we're advocating you do. If you are in one of the areas concerned, then now is the time to take action.
And for those likely to be affected by this, obviously Sunshine Radio, we're doing our bit by putting updates out, but there are many websites, phone numbers and apps these days. Where should people be heading to?
That's right. We do encourage people to stay abreast of this. Any flood situation can change fairly quickly. We've got a very unsettled outlook to the forecast. So, please do keep across the situation. The best way, keep monitoring our website, which is updated every 15 minutes. And also you can phone Floodline on 0345 988 1188, and that's updated continuously as well. So plenty of ways to keep in touch.